Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy Richard on the side. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots of stuff happening there as well. And no comments about the hair tonight, okay? I go outside and, yeah, it gets a little wind blown. What do you want from me? It does whatever it wants to do. And besides, this is radio. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live. Listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. Hopefully you can watch live. Last night they were having all kinds of issues. But I do appreciate the time, you know, you spend with us and you push back. Hey, did you guys hear about the insurrection today in Iowa? Anybody? No, of course you didn't. Because, no, you know why? Because it was Black Lives Matter. And we can't do anything or say anything that would allow anybody to believe for a second that Black Lives Matter, you're doing something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Really. So Black Lives Matter protests today, they've stormed the Iowa State Capitol. Now, again, if there was one red hat in the group, they would be screaming. You know, where's Trump? Yank Trump out. Put him on, you know, I mean, let's go ahead and impeach him again. We know he's not in, but so what? Laws don't matter to us. I played a video for you, but there's so many beeps. All you'd hear is beep, 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 beep. Right? They're actually expecting that the cops are going to leave them alone while they come into the Capitol building. But this is what the Democrats have raised. This is what the Democrats have allowed to happen. No, really, think about it. You think what's going on in Seattle? Is it? I got to look it up during the break. But I think in Seattle today, I heard that not only were they cutting back at the police department, they were going to have unarmed patrols. Now I'm sure that'll work out in heavy gang areas. They're going to love doing that, right? I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know what you unions are waiting for. Joey B's cutting jobs. You police and fire unions. My God. Really? This guy doesn't care about you. They don't. Matter of fact, the Dems don't care about you as a whole. You know? Now, they forced their way into the Iowa State Capitol building. The only difference this time was that what I saw in the video, they were yanking them back in a heartbeat. They were not allowing them to get away with anything. When the insurrection event was planned, organized, guess where? Come on. Anybody? 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 Facebook! That's right, Facebook. There was a flyer put up on Facebook. They said that the Iowa politicians are passing racist and dangerous bills. They don't think we're paying attention. Well, they're wrong. The flyer went on to say that we need your voice to kill the bills. Be there. Be loud. That's pretty much what Trump said. And he was accused of inciting an insurrection. So can we accuse Facebook of inciting an insurrection? Can we lay this on them? No, really, I'm curious. That's why I said the laws don't apply to them. They are there for us peons, for us little people. They are not interested in the least about laws and safety and keeping our, you know, policemen, our men and women in blue safe. They just don't care. Can we just be there? And then when BLM was getting arrested, when BLM members were getting arrested, they were screaming racism. Those racist police, they wouldn't let us paint, deface, and take over the Capitol building. They went. Throw red hats on them and watch what happens. No, really. It's just amazing. So, more of the line of the absurd. I love this. I eat this stuff up. 54-year-old woman who was robbed by a thug, 54, shoots him dead, and his family has an absurd response. So, a black man broke into a woman's house, and if he were still alive, he'd probably do it again, but he's dead. His family is mad as heck about it. The reasoning is really absolutely absurd. The 17-year-old Trayvon Johnson, an angry teenager who was shot and killed by a 54-year-old woman, who she was simply protecting her property, and she has every right to do that. His family is angry at the homeowner for shooting the guy. One lady, I don't know if it was mother or the sister, yelled, "I don't care if she has her gun license or any of that. This is way beyond the law, way beyond." Well, not really. Oh, this was Johnson's cousin, Nutika Harris. He was not supposed to die like this. He had a future ahead of him. Trayvon had goals. He was a funny guy. He was very big on education. He loved to learn. Maybe learn how to get into the house faster, what he should have done. When the alarm went off, and the police called her that the alarm went off in the house, she rushed home, saw him climbing out of the back window. The Miami-Dade police said that there was a confrontation. Shots were fired. Police said they were on scene in seconds after the shots were fired. They tried to revive the young man, but he was dead. Right? The family members say she didn't have to shoot him. She had no reason. He was trying to get away. He was trying to leave, but he, you know, really? But here's the part that we've heard before that makes me crazy. You have to look at it from every child's point of view that was raised in the hood. You have to understand. Now, these are her words. I'm not making fun. So you keep your letters yourself. How he going to get his money to have clothes to go to school? You have to look at it from his point of view. I'm sorry, but how about get a job? How about that? We'll start there. You don't have a right to break into people's homes. You don't have a right to take stuff that doesn't belong to you. But you know what? I'm not black.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I got to send you one of these shirts. I got to send Zoe one of these shirts. It says, be the warrior God called you to be, because he is the warrior God called him to be. But I want, he's got the, what do they call them? Guns? Can you still call them guns? although, if you call them guns, they might try to take them away from you at some point. You know? So,
hey, just say it backwards. Call them snugs. Snug. That sounds so much more warm and fuzzy, warm and cuddly.
Right, right. And everybody, you know, the little snowflakes should be more than happy to, you know, suck up and make you happy there. Don't get me. Really, you're going to do this to me this early in the show? You're really going to make me that crazy? Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, breaking news. I don't know if you caught this, because, you know, it was, well, if they had red hats, it would have been, it would have been all over the place. Yeah. But BLM stormed the Iowa State Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and you know, screaming. And as they were getting, arrested, you know, the racist act of arresting a BLM member. Mm-hmm. You know, can you imagine if they had red hats on? What would happen?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to imagine black folks in Iowa. and you know, I guess I really shouldn't. I should
send your cards and letters to Zoe at.
I shouldn't encourage that kind of like racial stereotyping, but and the only reason why I'm saying that because this is the kind of stuff that you know people in their camp would say, and I guess that's what they're trying to do: make sure that there is a presence, there's a black presence in Iowa. But then again, this BLM might be a whole bunch of white guilt people, so there might not actually be any black people in the BLM in Iowa.
Yeah.
So as they go in there, you know, armed with a whole bunch of you know corn. And whatever else.
throw corn cobs at people. Get a little slingshot type of thing, you know. Do a little David and Goliath on them with corn cobs.
Actually, BLM there, man, they'd be like the children of the corn. They'd walk in and say, "We are sent by the one who walks behind rows. And and we're here to get woke on you." And,
God. I can't stand it. They drive me out of my mind. Look. And you know what? I was actually telling you during the break that I post. Let me put it this way. I beat on those in the white community that get this stupid. Okay, and I was telling a story before you came on, doing a story on how a 17-year-old young man was shot and killed when he broke into a house and he was leaving, and the woman got home, 54-year-old woman, 17-year-old boy, and. Shots were fired. The boy was killed. Well, the family is very, very upset that even though she had a license, she had it registered, she did everything by the law, it was not legal. Now, that's what the family said. They went on to say, because this young man loved education, he loved school. These are her words, not mine, okay? "You have to look at it from every child's point of view that has been raised in the hood. You have to understand, and I quote, how he going to get his money to have clothes to go to school?" Close quote. Now,
okay.
Okay, I'm sitting here going, if he was that educated, couldn't he fill out an employment app? I mean, I'm kind of confused here. Am I missing something?
Well, I mean, if they actually said those sentences the way that you described it, man, I would say that education was something that was definitely needed. And maybe he was doing some work experience education. It's like, I'm going to go in this house and I'm going to learn me some subtraction. I need to learn me some speech. But yeah, maybe that's what he wanted to learn. It's like, you know, go in there and I'm going to start taking away some stuff. It's like, I take away this, I take away that. We have subtraction. And, man, that's a hard word to say, man. It's almost subtraction. Okay, there we go. And now, so this person is now, it looks more like the person who did everything by the book is the guilty one, and the person who's going to make this excuse for being, I mean, what a way to promote a racist narrative. Well, this is just how black folks have to do things. We have to go in there.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said it. Apparently, you can't fill out, black people can't fill out applications to get a job. They don't know where the DMV is to get an ID. They don't know how to use that internet thing, you know. I am amazed that there isn't a revolution in the black community like there was, you know, back in the 70s or whatever, where you're going, come on, stop talking to us like this, right? I mean, seriously.
It's pretty darn painful, man. It's one of those things. And the most painful thing about it, man, is that, you know, I'm biting a hole in my lip because I want to make jokes about it. But it's like, this is kind of a very sad, well, not kind of, it's a very sad situation.
Yeah.
That, you know, that this is what a person feels like they have to resort to. And, you know, somebody losing their life in this capacity just because, and when you have a family out there saying that they wanted something better, enough to, I guess, steal for it, where they felt entitled. It's like, I feel so, because you already got a whole country that is already stealing from itself, just to get an education. Because they feel entitled to it. And they think that it's supposed to be something for free. And everybody's being taught this to one degree or another, and it's costing people. It's unfortunate it costs, you know, this young man in this fashion, but, you know, what it's costing the country financially are flipping soul, you know, where people just feel like, I'm entitled to this, and we don't care what it's going to cost our future. We are the future, and we're trying to look out for it. How do you look out for your future while stealing from it? You're stealing from the future. You're stealing from people now and wondering why things, you know, people are just deeper and deeper in a state of discontent, man. That's what's being taught to us. You're entitled to this and get it by any means necessary.
I have a right to do what I need to do to feed my family, even if it means taking from your family. Yeah. I can't find that scripture. Can you find that scripture?
That's not in there. I mean, and you know that the godless will try. Don't you love it, man, when they try to lean on Jesus and say that, you know, he was a socialist and a communist and he was all about free health care and free education and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, no. Actually, no, he wasn't. If you really value these things, then get out and pay for it. If they're valuable, if healthcare is valuable, if education is valuable, then find a way to pay for it with your own money. That's how you show value in it. And Jesus is like, look, man, I never told the state to issue these things to you. You're not entitled to these things. No. And how I operate is that I give this to you out of my own resources. And I expect you guys to give to each other out of your own resources and out of your own choice. That's true charity. That's real giving. But this other stuff that you guys are doing, nah.
It's totally amazing. It's just totally amazing to me. You and I haven't talked since, quote unquote, Easter Day. We talked last week. And I tell you what, you and I could have done a 3-hour show on the stuff that came out of Easter, right? I don't know if you saw. God bless America. I don't know if you saw what Reverend Warnock out of Georgia said. He said that Easter is so much more than the resurrection of Jesus.
Oh,
so you could ponder on that, see if you can reach the inner depths of your being to find out if you can figure out what this fool was talking about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another deadly shooting at a business park in Bryan, Texas. Police Chief Eric Buskey.
Initially, 4 people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries. Apparently, it was an asthma attack. And one person was deceased at the scene.
Also, more details on a deadly shooting in York County, South Carolina. A former NFL player, Philip Adams, fatally shot 5 people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their 2 grandchildren, before dying by suicide. In the wake of the shootings, President Biden has announced a series of gun control actions. He says the violence is an epidemic.
They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress, but they've passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. Enough prayers. Time for some action.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he was using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she
kissed me. WTV host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Alfonso Rachel joins me like he does every week, and I so much appreciate his time with me. I have a lot of fun. I know you guys appreciate our conversation as well. Zoe, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
You know, I watched the, I know this is off topic for the moment, but I watched a, what was it, a documentary, if you would, about the Rat Pack, and you know, Sammy Davis Jr. was part of that and what have you. I didn't, you know, as bad as these guys were in a lot of social ways, I didn't realize how much Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra pushed the, you know, pushed in Vegas to have Sammy be part of the main crew because blacks were segregated and pushed out to the outskirts of Vegas. There was a whole, I guess it was a whole camp there for entertainers. They weren't allowed to stay in the hotels. But there was a lot of stuff there that, even back then, you know, the average person probably looking out was thinking, well, you know, he's a well-known guy, he's a great entertainer, he's probably up on the 5th floor. No, he was, you know, 10 miles outside of town. He couldn't even hang around afterward. Very, very eye-opening, if you would, and didn't understand. Education is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, what goes on behind, you know, you see what's on the screen and everything, like, looks really simple and stuff like that, but behind the scenes, yeah, things are a little bit more difficult. Now, that kind of stuff, yeah, people aren't dealing with that kind of stuff today. It's like these struggles that people fabricate to try to make it look like they're woke and they're standing up for justice and stuff like that. Man, that fight's already been done, man. It's like, you know... you know, thank God, you know, Sammy doesn't have to see stuff like this. I mean, what he saw in his day, that's one thing. But to look at these cats that are going on, that would probably disgust him even more. Racism in his day was probably just was disgusting enough to look at. But today, people trying to make everything racist, he'd be like, you know.
Oh, it's exactly what, you know, when I had Elvita King out for an event in my part of, in my neck of the woods, and a young black girl said something to her about, you know, how tough racism was and how this, that, and the other thing, and she, I mean, I'm sorry, but I almost started laughing because you could just see it coming, and Elvita looked at her and said, oh, honey, you don't know what racism is. Let me tell you what racism, you know what I mean? I just laid out the reality of somebody walking up and spitting in your face or telling you, you know, this isn't the part of town you gotta be in, and you know, really seriously, and saying and you don't like it because somebody called you a name or may have slighted you because you were black. Really? And I thought quite interesting, quite enlightening, and you could see some of these kids, it almost like they were getting little smacks upside the head as it was happening.
Well, you know, it's almost like the thing is that this generation won't be happy until it's that bad again. You know, it's like that's what they're trying to, well, I mean, that's what Democrats, that's the objective of Democrats is to make us, it's they're trying to stoke this out of people. They're really trying to draw it out, put something in that isn't there, germinate people with these things and reap the so-called benefits from it. That's what they're trying to do, man. They're just making people sick of each other. That's their objective. And, you know, they're not going to be happy until people have just, you know, torn each other apart, you know,
Some people got mad at me for saying it, but I think they want a race war.
Uh-huh.
I think that group needs a race war in order to, you know, do some of the things that they want to do in the name of protecting the black community. Mm-hmm. And nothing, absolutely nothing good can come out of what they want to do. That's how I see it.
You know? That's right.
So let's talk about our buddy, the Right Reverend Warnock, or whatever his name is. Warlock. I like that one better.
That's right.
He said in a tweet that the meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Whether you're a Christian or not, through a commitment of helping others, we're able to save ourselves. You know what? I spent 2 days. I can't find that in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay, but did he actually answer? Did he give? Was that his answer to what is more than a resurrection? Is more than a resurrection our ability to save ourselves? Is that what he was trying to say?
He was saying, yeah, we have to. Helping others is how we save ourselves. Look, the resurrection had nothing to do with it, right? And then, and then when some people criticized him for what he, because you know, you can't criticize him, right? When some people criticized him for what he said, the scholars over at CNN said, "How dare you criticize a pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church where Martin Luther King Jr. himself preached?"
Man,
these people are mixed up, man.
Definitely. Now, see, Warnock, from where he's coming from, he definitely sounds like somebody who will believe in the Easter Bunny, man. And that Easter's bunnies can lay eggs and stuff, because this dude is definitely, he's sadly mistaken. And it's sad, man, that these people,
he's a reverend.
These people have he calls himself a reverend. People like this can have a congregation. And what's sad is that you have all these people in his church that are hanging on his word.
Yeah.
That's like who's the one more at fault here? This Warnock guy or the people who are listening to him?
All right, you got a point. You know, I call it the Jimmy Jones effect. You gotta get out of there. You hear something that's off the word, and that is off the word.
I mean,
if there's no resurrection, we're all lost.
Yeah, indeed, man. I mean, and it's bad enough that they have the Easter Bunny, I guess, you know, in politics wearing a flipping face mask. You know,
that was good.
Easter Bunny with a face. You know, all this stuff, man. It's just that's going on with these cultural and spiritual perversions that are going on out there, man. From Warnock to the White House with the Easter Bunny wearing a face mask. Nuts, man.
And now they're saying that, you know, oh, now, come on. It must have been written by one of his staffers, because he would never write anything like that.
Making excuses for him, huh? Well, at least somebody in his congregation knew that he said something wrong. It's like, man, I know that. I know that's not must be. Somebody must have written that for him. Thank God, man. Thank God somebody that rubbed somebody the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll give you that one. But this can't, look at, we don't change our spots overnight. This is stuff that he must be saying from the pulpit. This is stuff that he's been saying for a long time, where he's not quite on the word. But let me give you another one to get your blood pumpy here, okay? This is what I did the other day, and I got to tell you, I'm still scratching my head over this. A professor of theology and Baptist studies at Duke University said that evangelical Christianity is the greatest threat to human existence today. It must be laid waste.
Oh, okay. Alumnus from Duke EU, huh? Okay.
I don't know where to go with that, but go ahead.
Hey, you know what? That's right. You're darn right. I'll give it to him. That's probably the smartest thing he said. That's right. Christianity is the greatest threat to humanity. And if you are among humanity, that is these heathens that are going to twist the word God, that, you know, because the word says, man, the heart of man is desperately wicked. And that justice of God, that truth of God that's going to be coming through, yeah, is definitely a threat to us wicked humans. So if we don't want to be on the business end of that threat when the Lord comes for his reckoning, well, then you might want to start getting squared up with what he actually says. If not, then yes, Christianity will definitely be a serious threat to humanity.
Well, I wish that that was the road he was going down.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to give him the benefit. I'm trying to find something.
But I'm trying to be the eternal optimist. And, you know, I'm never like that. I look
right.
And go, you know, whatever. No, and he goes on to say in his explanation that he's concerned about the white American evangelical, which is rooted in the belief that black lives don't matter. Now, haven't we got past this in church? Doesn't the Bible tell me that we're all of one blood? I have never gone to church with anybody who even hinted that the blacks ought to sit on the other side of the church. Never. And this guy is stirring all that. Aren't we past that? Am I wrong? I mean, help me out here, brother.
Some people can't get past it, man. But, you know, all through the Bible, it's letting us know that the Lord recognizes all nations and welcomes all nations. Old Testament and New, the foreigner will be praising the Lord. The Jew and Gentile, Greek, Jew, slave, free, men, women. The Lord will be overseeing all this and will recognize all nations. So how these people are just so stuck and hung up on this, well, we know how they are. They have this, like, this Pharisaic, self-righteous, sanctimonious, snotty, high donkey attitude that they got. And they do it because they're fixated on being supremacists, man. These people, these are the real white supremacists, Joe, that just think, amen, that they're just so much better than everybody else. Democrats can't get enough of that stuff.
Well, I mean, they keep coming back to the fact that you can't do anything, so they have to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you... He goes on real quick. I know the music's playing. But white American evangelical culture is focused on guns are good, vaccines are bad, science is bunk, news is fake, and black lives don't matter. White evangelicals are dangerous. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Neighbor, right? Hold on. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I always appreciate the time I have with you on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the solution, too, people. And I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty, but you've got to be part of the solution, for real. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? You engage in the process, you get informed, you do something with it. A lot of you sit there, you get the information, you go, man, you know, I don't know if I want to get involved in that. That's going to be a little, oh, so what? If you really want the truth, if you really want things to happen, if you really want to change society or the people around you, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged. So I bring on Alfonso Reza with me every week. I always appreciate his time. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Fighting Bible Study, the Zoloft, so much more. And you can find your music where?
BronzeSerpentMedia.com, man. Thank you. Just like everything you mentioned, that's where it's at. BronzeSerpentMedia and 20 Pound Sledge. That's my music project there. And just really quick, when I was talking about Iowa, I kind of stuck my foot in my mouth because when I was talking about there's no black people in Iowa, the lead singer on the last album that we did. He lives in Iowa. So, and I don't think he
all right. So there's four of them. You can still go with. There's no black people in Iowa.
I'm good. And I don't think he was part of the BLM raid on the. I don't think he did that.
Oh God, I'm enjoying a lot of this so much. I really am because it's just craziness, and. You know, we don't need, with the people we've had in our clan over the years, we don't need any help in making us look like fools. Here's a Georgia professor who doubles down on prayer, asking for God to help him hate white folks, right? Because, you know, God will jump all, jump all over that one, right? So his prayer goes on to say, "Dear God, please help me hate white people, or at least want to hate them. At least I want to stop caring about them individually and collectively." You know what? That is not just 180 degrees against God's word. That's like you got in a race car and drove as fast as you could away from the Bible because there isn't anything there God can honor. Not a word. Well, maybe dear God. I don't know.
Wow.
After that, we're done.
It just goes to show how entitled and dependency-oriented these people are, where it's like, man, you don't need a special gift or anything like that to be able to hate somebody. That's pretty natural for us. For us to be able to hate people. We do that pretty good on our own, you know. And the Lord tells us, love your neighbor, you know, and love your enemy. Pray for your enemies. You're praying to be able to hate a person. I never told y'all to do that. The real strength is in being able to still love your enemy. So this person wants to be able to hate somebody. Like, wow, what a perverted weakling.
He doesn't want to just hate somebody. Think about something here. He wants God to help him, like, hate them with a vengeance, with a conclusion. And if he feels bad about it, he wants God to help him to get over that, caring about them. Aren't we? My mind is, like, ready to explode. I'm trying to figure out what scripture could you twist to make this work? I can't find one.
And it's like, I mean, you know, Al Shaddai, one of the names of God, man, it means the sufficient one. So it's like, is God's vengeance not enough? You know, God knows how to deal with those who have done wicked. And God's like, leave that stuff to me. Leave vengeance to me. I hate wicked people. You know, God's like, I hate wicked people. I know what to do with hatred. You don't. You know, so, you know, where this person is coming from, and there's too much of it, man. People just twisting scripture and just, you know, and that's why the Lord says, man, don't take my name in vain. Don't be invoking me to justify these sins that you're doing, including hating people, you know, and stuff like that, and slandering people and making up these things about people. That stuff leads to oppression and murder. It's not these people. It's like, you know, you're trying to accuse these people of this wickedness, but you're not seeing the wickedness that you're doing. And you want to tie me up in that? It's like, man, don't do that.
Well, that's always irritated me, is that people use bits and pieces of scripture. I got in a match back and forth with a guy on Facebook the other day, and I said, you know, I've known you for years. You hate God. You don't believe in God. He doesn't exist. How do you make a statement about Jesus? You don't know the man.
Mm-mm.
And you haven't read enough of the Bible to have a clue as to what he was like. So, I mean, seriously. And you know, when they come across with this stuff, somebody will pick up what that man has said, whether they're a believer or not, and they'll believe it to be truth in some way, shape, manner, or form.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes me nuts. Now, the person who wrote this prayer, right, who wrote this long prayer, in the biography, it said the mission is to, ready for this one, serve as a catalyst for healing, justice, and reconciliation. And my faith has been shaped by Methodist, Baptist, and evangelical social justice communities. Please.
No, they've been mind molested, man. That's I don't know. Maybe this has something to do with defining a denomination or defining some sort of religion or anything like that. It ain't got nothing to do with God. You know, whatever it is that they're talking about doing, and whatever this closure or this justice or vengeance or whatever it is that they think that's going to make them happy, it doesn't square up, you know, with the Word of God at all.
No.
You know, but that's what's being sold on us, man. The devil gets into the garden. You know, he gets in.
Yeah, but that proves that you don't know his voice. That proves that you don't know his word. You don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's when I look at people and go, how can you be confused? By now, you've been a Christian for 21 years. You don't know his voice? You don't know what the word says about this?
Yes. Yeah, that's right, man. And the Lord's not a spirit of confusion. And these people are totally confused. And, you know, hey, as it is, man, you know, even demons believe in God. And I love it when Jesus shows up and they're all like, Son of God. And Jesus is like, shut up. I love that. It's like, I love it, man, because it's like, man, just you keep my name out your mouth. It's because, you know, you've been in my presence. And it's like, how is it that you can know who I am? Well, you don't know me, but you know enough to know that I'm the Son of God, but you still choose to be disobedient?
Yeah.
Like, man.
Think about the, you know, these professors. They are well-received and well-honored by, you know, the kids, their kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what they say, 50-60% of the kids that go off to college, quote-unquote, lose their religion, or their religion is shaken, their foundation is shaken. I'd have to say, do they ever really had a foundation to begin with? But
right.
But you look at this, and you say, my God, if these professors, if these high school professors, teachers, whatever, are really who the kids are looking up to, what generation are we raising? And what have we, I mean, I brought this up with somebody the other day. What does that say about us as Christian men, Christian women, who really say that they believe and love God? What are we doing to turn these kids back to God, if anything?
And, well, sending them off, you know, with religion itself. Yeah, just sending them off to the God. And we talked about this before, man. Just Paul talks about this. Like, man, what are you sending people to the godless for to be judged? You know, to whether it's a judgment of their education, a judgment of discourse that you may have. The godless rule over you, you know, and that's not supposed to be. And but when we send people off with a religion, religion itself is already doomed to fail, man, because that's not what the Lord was supposed, that's not what he meant. You know, when he's talking about on this rock, I will build my church. You got a lot of people out there who really don't know what that means. And that's why their religion just gets shaken to the ground. The Lord says on this rock, I, not you, I will build my, not yours, my church. This is my church, and I'm the one who builds it. And who is the church? We are. It's not a building. It's not a religion. It's not a system or anything like that. It's what the Lord, he's the builder. When in the Greek, when it uses the word edification, when it talks about edify, it means something that's built within somebody. You're building. And that's what Jesus does. But we're under this impression that there's just supposed to be some religious thing that we're supposed to build, that we're supposed to build and recruit and all that sort of stuff. And Jesus is like, no. That's why you guys you're crumbling. This whole thing is built on sand. You guys built it incorrectly. I build it, not you. It's mine, not yours.
No, you're so right. And it's a discussion we have every week that it drives me nuts that our brothers and sisters in Christ, again, I'm going to get accused of judging, but I really don't care at this point. I mean, when I said, what scripture do you know? I'm not one of those guys that runs around screaming chapter and verse or putting my finger in people's faces. But when the crap hits the fan or you're praying with a brother or sister, are you praying your feelings or are you praying God's word? Are you asking God to move from within the guidelines of his word and his foundation? And people don't realize that. They just want to go, you know, I don't know. They just want, God, help me go out there and heal everybody and feed everybody and make everybody comfortable. Listen, your Lord said you'd always have the sick and the destitute among you. And really? So you know better than him. Okay.
But see, that's the thing about it. You know, Joe, it's like if people could understand that, you know, that the Lord is the one who builds this. It's not that we don't have a job to do, but it has to be the foundation. It's like when you understand that, yes, it's about knowing Jesus and that it's his church to build. We are the church. It's us that he builds, you know, to be able to do these things. And that's when we have that strong foundation. And that's when we have something really solid to build on. He is the cornerstone. He's that foundation. And then from there, if you want to get out there and preach healing and all that sort of stuff, the most healing thing that you can teach to somebody is telling them who Jesus actually is. He's the actual medicine. That's when you get down to it.
I'm on the same page as you. Tell people where to find your music again, where to find you.
Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zoloft, the Zopian Bin, 20-pound sledge. See y'all there.
Joe Messina, your host, Abby Johnson, joins us in the next hour, and she is hot on how you Christians keep voting for pro-abortionists. What's wrong with you? We'll be back in a little bit.